MILDEN, a documentary film about the struggles that people with eating disorders live with every day, has been getting some noticeable attention on the film festival circuit. Recovered, a documentary film about eating disorder recovery, looks at the daily lives of people who live with eating disorders and utilize the services of the Bridgepoint Center for Eating Disorder Recovery, based in the village of Milden. The powerful film, which was screened with a gala event held last September at the Real Theater in Outlook, is now grabbing the attention of the public and, noticeably, the participating judges at a number of film festivals. Having already claimed nods for Best Director and Best Cinematographer at the 2024 LifeFest Film Festival, as well as Best Story at the 2024 Toronto, Los Angeles Documentary Feature and Short Film Festival, the film was recently recognized at the annual Yorkton Film Festival, a popular event that's known as the longest-running event of its kind in North America. The documentary was a nominee in three categories, including the Ruth Shaw Award, Best of Saskatchewan, and the Kathleen Shannon Award, but it took first place and captured one of the festival's Golden Sheaf Awards by winning the category of mental health, a point of pride for the filmmakers as Recovered spotlights the emotional anguish that affects those living with such disorders. Carla Chabot, executive director at Bridgepoint, who also serves as producer of the film that was directed by Tyler Anderson, says all the feedback, recognition and ultimately awards that the film has garnered has blown away her initial expectations. She says she's happy to see that the message of the film and the work being done at the Milden facility are resonating with people. "It's incredibly meaningful and way more than what we expected could be possible," said Carla. "We have had success with other film festivals, but being accepted into three categories at the Yorkton Film Festival has certainly been the most meaningful. Winning a Golden Sheaf Award for the category of mental health is not just a recognition of the film's quality, it's a validation of the voices in the documentary. We didn't set out to win awards, we set out to share untold stories of recovery, hope, and resilience in Saskatchewan. Receiving this honor tells us that those stories are being heard, and that they matter." Last fall, a panel held at the Real Theater in Outlook discussed the film's message before a screening was held. Photo by Derek Ruttle. Chabot says the response from people after watching the film has made an impact in ways she couldn't have predicted. "We hoped it would spark connection, and it's doing that in ways we couldn't have predicted," she said. "And we haven't even distributed the film further than an initial screening for Bridgepoint alumni, friends and family and on the film festival circuit. The response has been emotional and impactful and has sparked some important conversations. The documentary has helped open the door further into having deeper, more meaningful conversations surrounding eating disorders and their lasting effects, particularly here in Saskatchewan. Shining a light on what kind of help is available at facilities such as Bridgepoint has given people a voice and shown them that they're not struggling alone." Chabot expects that when the film is made more broadly available, more people will be reaching out to connect with the services at Bridgepoint. "Those behind the camera are immensely satisfied with how the film came out and the message that it sends to people both affected by eating disorders and those who may not be aware of their lasting impact. I'm deeply proud of what we created," said Carla. "It's honest, raw, and hopeful. The message we wanted to send, that recovery is possible and people are worthy of care, comes through loud and clear. We wanted to share that recovery is individual and that it can look different for everyone. We also wanted to highlight that disordered eating doesn't discriminate and impacts people from many backgrounds and ages." Recovered is currently being submitted to more film festivals both in Canada and internationally, giving the filmmakers more opportunities to both connect with new audiences and amplify the film's message. Chabot says that wider distribution options are being explored, as are partnerships to bring the documentary into educational and healthcare spaces. In addition, public viewing of the film is available at Bridgepoint on June 25, and the team is also hoping to hold a public screening in Outlook in the near future. For more info on screenings, stay tuned to the Facebook page of Bridgepoint located at this link.